Right, we will move on to 21 camper survey.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Today, we wanted to give you a little bit of an update on a project we've been kind of kicking around here for a few years, and that's to do a survey of our campers that we host throughout the state park system. We do some surveys occasionally in the park system, most notably through our statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, which considers all outdoor recreation in South Dakota, including other public providers. You know, we touch on camping and things like that, but we've never really done a really good deep dive into our camping base that we have in our state park system. So we've been kind of forging away with a survey that we could submit to folks here in South Dakota to really help us understand our camping base a little bit better and kind of chart a little bit of a path on how we can move forward better. So in your booklet there, you can see kind of a draft of kind of what we got there right now. It's not the final finished polished version that will be submitted electronically here in a few weeks. But ultimately, we kind of about three main goals with this survey we're hoping to achieve. And probably the first one is just that we can better understand who our campers are, where are they coming from, and what are their preferences, what do they like, what do they don't like, and how can we just understand them a little bit better, you know, what they're looking for when they come to state parks. What kind of, like, social or economic class do they kind of fall into, so we can understand a little bit better kind of what you know, groups of people, you know, even with age differences and generation out there, that how can we identify those folks and what are some of the differences between them that we can help understand and accommodate better. You know, who's coming and going in the market with camping? Who are the folks that are starting out and camping for the first time, and what are some of those reasons why? And then as some of the folks maybe or selling their camper, getting out, maybe want to kind of understand what some of those things are as well. So really, like I say, just helping us understand who our camper is out there. You know, when we have some of this data, it really helps us identify and prioritize things such as capital development projects and maintenance objectives that we have in our state parks that can stay a pace with our current campers there as well. So we utilize this data a lot so that we make sure that we're putting our money in the right places and making sure that people are enjoying what we're doing out there. And then also, as you maybe seen on the tour yesterday, you can see that the camping landscape out there has changed and continues to change a lot with the various providers of campers and campgrounds out there. We're not the only folks out there that provide camping, and there's a wide variety and types of services out there that are being offered, and we just want to make sure we understand what those are and what our best fit for role in the camping world is. So, you know, I won't go through the whole survey question by question, obviously, but just going to hit some kind of highlights there. But, you know, one thing we always want to understand, too, is, you know, what are the barriers that prevent people from camping? What's kind of holding them back? You know, trying to understand if there are some and that we as a state park agency can help address or make some changes or help kind of take away a few of those barriers that might exist. I mean, we fully understand that there's a lot of barriers out there that maybe we can't address all of them, but there might be some there that we can definitely work on and help people understand better on how to get into camping. And, you know, one example is, you know, we put on the Becoming an Outdoor Family workshop every year. I believe it's in August of this year. And that's a workshop we put out there so people can, you know, learn the basics of getting outdoors and putting up a tent or doing a camper and the various things with that. So we do some things like that out there to help people who are maybe a little bit not as experienced in camping or getting in the outdoors, that could give them a little bit of confidence and move forward there. So, you know, we also want to, you know, understand what motivates people to go camping. What are the things and services out there in our campgrounds that they expect or like, because obviously in a state park, it's not just a campground. We offer a lot of other things to do, such as trails and swim beaches and disc golf and various things. Sometimes a good camping experience is anybody's had kids, and making sure you got a lot of things to do and keep people busy and keep people engaged and entertained. So we're always looking at, what are those supplementary type services and facilities we can provide to make a camping experience even better when folks are out there. So, one of the debates out there also is, how much primitive camping do we offer? How much developed camping do we offer? There's still, people that enjoy both. So we want to make sure that if people still want to just pitch a tent in a very primitive area, we can provide that. If people need, something that will accommodate a large RV, for example, that we have those facilities as well. So just trying to find that balance and make sure we understand what those are. So another thing we're kind of looking at is, how people make reservations. Currently, we have a 90-day window for our state parks, a year in advance for Custer State Park. Trying to understand, when people make their plans, when they feel like, when's the appropriate time to make that reservation, and is that 90-day window the appropriate window, or is there room to move that a little bit? So we're looking at that. Wi-Fi. This is something that we had a lot of discussions on, almost 20 years ago about whether or not we should have Wi-Fi in our campgrounds. But looking at some of the national studies out there that are coming around, and a really interesting one is the KOA industry puts out an annual survey every year that kind of they survey campers out there. So it provides some good data on a nationwide basis. But one thing I kind of picked up on the last one with that survey was that more and more people are working while they're traveling and working while they're camping. And so it's kind of renewed the discussion about whether or not there should be Wi-Fi services in the campgrounds or somewhere within the state park that allows people to maybe get on their computer and do a little bit of work while they're there on a weekday or a weekend or so forth. So we're trying to understand that a little bit better, see if there's a demand for that out there, and if so, would they mind paying a nominal fee for that service? So that you'll see that question in there as well. But I touched a little bit about the various generations that are coming out camping, and obviously the new generation is the Gen Z, and then the Millennials, and the Gen X, and the Baby Boomers, and trying to understand, maybe what are some of those differences between these different generations, especially coming out of COVID. We had some record years during the COVID years that attracted a lot of new campers to the scene. A lot of those were Millennials and Gen Zers. So the question is, those that were exposed to camping, are they going to stick with it for a while, or is there still some room to try to make sure that those folks are interested in it, and or if they're going to maybe, do that once and move on to something else? So there are some kind of lingering questions about kind of the generations, especially the new ones, and kind of what their habits and behaviors are going to be coming up here. So we're going to try to dive into that a little bit and understand that as well. So. And then finally, we're going to maybe understand a little bit about the geographic makeup of our camper market there. And we fully know that there's some areas of South Dakota that we don't have as much camping opportunity. Typically and historically, our campgrounds and parks are located where there's existing natural features such as lakes and forests and things like that. So there are some areas that like I say that there aren't quite as convenient of places that to camp, but anyway, just want to make sure that we understand geographically how we're serving the public, and if there's any other areas of the state where people would like to see some expanded services, they can use this opportunity to provide some of that input. So how will the survey be distributed? This will be an electronic survey. It will go out to a list of emails that we maintain within the department here. We're shooting it for about 1,000 completed surveys, and typically on these surveys we get about a 30% response rate, which is usually pretty good. If we get 30%, we're pretty happy. So we're going to send this email out to about 3,500 folks to see if we can get those 1,000 responses back here. And if we don't meet that goal, we can always increase our sample size and go a little bit more there as well. So So we'll probably do that through about 3 email invitations we'll send out and see how we get that response rate. And then from there, we'll gauge whether or not we need to do some more. So this survey will be completely voluntary. People will not be obligated to fill this out. It'll be completely anonymous. There will be no personal information solicited or obtained through this survey. So we're hoping that we can get a good survey, and then even that, you know, if there's any question on there that's not if somebody doesn't answer, that doesn't mean it'll invalidate the survey right away. So we'll be able to monitor that data coming in electronically as it does. So we hope to get the survey out here in the next few weeks. We're in the process of kind of transitioning it from this kind of working draft into kind of the more internet friendly electronic draft there. Just want to give a shout out to Stephanie Buckley with the Wildlife Division. She's been a big help, and thanks to John Canta for loaning her out for a little bit on this. She's got a lot of great expertise and knowledge on this, and she's been a great assistance to making sure we're doing this right and getting it out there, and we'll get the best data possible. So like I say, we hope this will get out here in the next few weeks. We expect a draft report probably later, like early fall or something like that, and we will definitely be back in front of the commission and eager to display some of those results of that survey once we get them in hand and figure out what we learned. So with that, be glad to take any questions.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White, Al, I think this is just an excellent opportunity to get information directly from people that are involved in this opportunity from our game fish and parks. Is it possible that do you send a thank you then to anyone that does do a return?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
That'd be something we'd have to review, but I think technically, I don't know if we provide, you know, that feedback back, and that, you know, we want to make sure we respect the anonymity. Oh, we say that,
okay,
of the survey, to make sure that people feel confident that these are submitted through an anonymous fashion. So I can check with Stephanie on that, whether or not. And we've also discussed a little bit about whether an incentive would be warranted for this. Sometimes, various people that send out surveys offer gift cards or raffles or things like that, a chance to win a prize to maybe boost that participation a little bit. But usually our folks care a lot about their outdoors here in South Dakota. So we are usually blessed with getting pretty good feedback from our folks. So right now we're not planning on offering any type of incentive rewards. But I will check on whether or not it would be appropriate to.
You're stealing my thunder here, because that's what I was going to go next. But anyhow, my point was, with this email or something, drop it off at your camping headquarters the next time you go camping, and receive some type of incentive award. I don't know what it would be, but I think this information gets you where you want to go as far as the future. And I think this is an excellent tool to do that. So thank you.
Very good. Additional questions? Just one, Al. When you talked about kind of the geography of our state and where people might want to go, will there be anything in the survey when we look to the future? Maybe there are certain areas within our state where folks have a hard time getting a spot, where they might want to see more spots or something along those lines. Will we get any feedback on that?
Yes, Madam Chair. That is one of the questions in the survey, is whether or not people feel there is an adequate opportunity for where they live. So so we do, speaking of the geographic portion of this, we do ask for their zip code. So we can kind of generalize, people from different zip codes or different regions of the state, those who feel that, they are not getting enough opportunity to camp versus those that maybe do. So we can kind of filter and sort this data a little bit according to some of those parameters there. So actually, if we wanted to do a little bit more of a geographical deep dive on how people feel about the opportunity to camp, we'll be able to do that.
Excellent. Thank you. See, no other questions or comments. Very good report. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are going to go to number